With Montana News, I'm Rosie Costin. Montana regulators have approved the sale of a Spokane, Washington-based utility that could have implications for the Colstrip coal-fired power plant's future. The Montana Public Service Commission voted today for Toronto, Canada-based Hydro One's acquisition of Avista Corporation. Several Pacific Northwest states must approve the sale. Avista is a co-owner of the Colstrip plant, a major eastern Montana economic driver that is under pressure to close from environmental groups and other states. Avista and Hydro One set a 2027 end-of-life depreciation schedule for Colstrip's two newer units, a date commissioners say is too soon and politically driven. Commissioners noted in their approval there is no closure date and a single company can't determine one. The plant's two older units will close by 2022. National Park Service officials say they bypassed the open bidding process when they awarded a $4 million contract to a Montana construction company to begin rebuilding Glacier National Park's Sperry Chalet. A spokeswoman said today the Park Service needed to use an expedited contracting method in order to meet project deadlines. A Park Service document justifies foregoing a full and open competition because work must begin in July to permanently stabilize the burned chalet's stone walls by fall. Leaders from the Blackfeet Nation and U.S. Interior Department today signed documents implementing a $471 million settlement over water rights claims. Nikki Ouellette reports.
The Blackfeet Compact reserves 95% of water on the reservation for the tribe and compels the federal government to pay for drinking water and irrigation projects. Tribal Chairman Harry Barnes called it a long-fought battle at a signing event with Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke in Washington, D.C.
Look forward to a brighter future for our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren. This is going to last a lifetime.
Negotiations began in the 1980s but weren't finalized until 2007. It calls for irrigation system improvements, the development of a community water system, and land acquisition. Chairman Barnes says the tribe will host a series of public meetings to set project priorities. He adds if he had his way, water storage would be at the top of the list.
I think water is only going to continue getting scarce, and so we need to have the capacity to store water for a more even year-round supply. So rather than heavy in the spring and run out in the fall.
Payout of the Blackfeet's settlement could take years. The Interior Department's proposed budget for 2019 only included $10 million for the project. The deal faces one more hurdle in the form of a lawsuit from a small group of tribal members who say the tribe's special election to approve the settlement last year violated the rights of tribal members living off the reservation. Attorneys for the U.S. Justice Department last month asked the court to dismiss the case. I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.
With Montana News, I'm Beau Baker. Yellowstone National Park administrators are telling visitors to honk their horn and drive away if a bear approaches and touches their vehicle after two cases of bears approaching cars. Park spokeswoman Morgan Worthen said today that a grizzly bear near Yellowstone Lake came up to a car and started playing with its antenna in late May. Also in May, Worthen says a black bear previously fed by people in the Mammoth Hot Springs area approached a vehicle, put its paws on a door, and looked into the vehicle's windows. Worthen says honking a car horn helps discourage such behavior.
With Montana News, I'm Maxine Speyer. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks responded to a report of a dead grizzly bear in the Coram area of Flathead County on Saturday. The male grizzly bear was estimated to be approximately 2.5 years old. More details have not been released while the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is conducting an investigation into the death. Montana FWP also captured two grizzly bears without prior conflicts last week northwest of Columbia Falls and in Conrad. One of the bears attempted to eat chicken feed near a residence, and the other was seen in town and on a golf course. FWP spokesman Dylan Tabish says the removals followed agency protocols.
Human safety is obviously a priority, and so if that bear is showing that it is not afraid of humans or it is not reacting negatively to being told to stay or being kept away from residences, we will not tolerate that behavior, and that bear would be removed.
Both bears were outfitted with radio collars and relocated to a remote location in the North Fork near the U.S.-Canada border. I'm Maxine Speyer, Montana Public Radio.